Proclamation number 8289, dated the October 2nd, 1962. God demands faith in His immense love. You have to have strong faith in my love in order to understand that whatever happens is beneficial for you and your soul, and that you cannot go astray if you humbly accept whatever comes your way, irrespective of how arduous it seems to you. I know what you are capable of enduring, and I will support you if you trustingly rely on my help. The assurance that you have all my love should let you take your earthly path fearlessly, for nothing can happen to anyone who feels secure in my love, no matter how much external pressure he is under. For I know everything, I know the strength of your faith, and this alone determines the extent of your hardship. The fact that you may know of this now, that I instruct you myself and enlighten you about my nature, which is love, wisdom and might, should already demonstrate my love, for I want to guide you into profound faith, because strength of faith will overcome everything. Then you will no longer be apprehensive, then you will always recognize your Father in me, to whom you can entrust yourselves like children, and whose infinite love will do everything for His children in order to help them on their earthly path and to make them happy in eternity. It is my love in which you have to believe. For this love will not let you fall, and it directs and guides you and imposes an earthly fate on you which can result in your complete deliverance if only you want it. And this love died for you on the cross. With its sacrifice on the cross, this love bought your freedom from the adversary who is entitled to you because you once followed him voluntarily. A father's love, however, will not leave his child at the mercy of his enemy and adversary. Rather, it will fight for this child and rescue it from his control. Hence this great love is yours. And thus you also have the guarantee that one day you will be free from the power of the one who is responsible for your fall into the abyss. And now that you live as a human being on earth, you shall also know that the Father's love follows His children, and that you, too, belong to those whose freedom was bought by His love, and that it wants to regain you. You shall know that you should also give your love to your eternal Father, so that He can already make you infinitely happy on earth and one day in eternity. If you therefore believe in my infinite love, you will also lose all fear and apprehension, all weakness, because you will always know that nothing detrimental can happen to you, because a loving Father protects His children from everything that could harm them. The certainty of possessing the Father's love makes you feel free and cheerful, for you entrust everything to me and are in no doubt that He will help you in every adversity. A person with such profound faith will, by virtue of this faith, also closely unite with me and be able to work remarkably on his fellow human beings by providing them with the kind of help which otherwise would exceed human ability or strength. For in close unity with me he will take my strength himself and thus work with me and I through him. For my love knows no limits, yet your faith often erects limitations itself when it is not strong enough. And, again, the strength of faith is the result of a life of love, for only love leads to a living faith, that is, whoever lives in love lives in me, and I in him. Single quote. And thus there cannot be any doubt in the person. He is aware of my presence and also knows that my love is limitless and bestows unlimited strength on the human being too, if he wants to use it for deeds of love again. Anyone who is able to believe in my infinite love has only achieved this because he lives a life of love himself, and he has also passed the last test of all on earth. He has consciously returned to his eternal Father, for he wants the Father's love which draws him to itself. Nevertheless, I often have to let the human being experience severe affliction in earthly life so that he will look for me, so that he will faithfully entrust himself to me. Request my help, and in receiving my help also recognize my love. Only then will he give me the love I demand, which unites the child with the father again. And then the earthly life will have brought him the success which was the purpose for his earthly path, that he voluntarily unites with me again, from whom he once voluntarily separated and became wretched. But my love wants to prepare everlasting beatitude for him, and sooner or later it will achieve this objective. Amen.